Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening.
And good Thursday morning to you. It's 8:42, 54 degrees, and you've landed right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. You're accessing this wonderful program on so many different channels on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, online, through the free WRHI app, on television through CN2, as well as on your major social media platforms. Just simply search WRHI and or CN2. Like us, subscribe to us, and you're always going to be in the know.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere. You can't get rid of us. Wasn't that our tagline came up with, Manny?
That's it.
We wanted to shorten that intro and to say, we're everywhere. You can't get rid of us. Well, we know that we've got, this is a big year for elections. We've got the June primary here in South Carolina right around the corner. That is why Alan Helms, who is the York County Voter Registration and Elections Director, and Allison Mallard, who's the Public Information Officer here for York County, that's why they're joining us on Palmetto Mornings. We've got some important dates that people need to make sure they have on their calendar. And good morning to you both.
Morning. Morning.
So the primary here in South Carolina, the statewide Republican primary, will be on Tuesday, June the 11th.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask a question. What about the Democratic primary?
We don't have one in York County. Okay. All the candidates that did file for the Democratic Party are the nominees, and they would move forward to November.
Okay, perfect. We just got to ask questions of folks listening right now.
One less headache.
That's right. All right, so let's start with these dates. What are dates that folks need to have on their calendar in addition to Tuesday, June the 11th?
Number one is the voter registration date. That's the first one coming up. That'll be May 12th. That's one of the latest time you can register to vote online. If you're going to do it in person, register to vote in person. That'll be at our office on May 10th by 5 p.m. And then the postmark by mail is May 13th.
And this applies to folks who are new to our state, have moved within the state, and who else?
New to York County, new to the state, and they're moving into York County. So, but if they're moving to any other county in the state, they need to register by that time to be eligible for that.
What about people who have not voted for a while? Don't they have to? If I haven't voted in two or three elections and I decide to vote in this one, do I have to re-register?
You don't have to re-register. We just need to make sure you're still living in the same location. If you're still here in the same, at the same address, just give us a call and we can help you get reinstated.
Okay, so if I have moved and I haven't voted, I need to come.
You need to come.
I need to come get registered. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
What happens if you live in York County and you move around from one community to another community?
Also, just give us a call.
Okay,
get your address up to date with us, so you don't have any problems when you go to vote.
So if you are changing your address, you can do that online at scvotes.gov. You can also email us at elections@yorkcountygov.com.
Yep.
And we can get that updated, because you could be marked as an inactive voter, and that is not a scary thing. It just means what Manning just said, that you have been inactive. And so when you come and make yourself active by being present, you get marked active.
And if you don't do this, I can just see the poll walker at the precinct is going to say, you can't vote. What do you mean I can't vote? I'm up about it. It just ties up everything. Just get it straightened out now.
Yeah. Make sure your information is accurate. scvotes.gov.
Allison said, no matter how loud you talk, it is not going to change, right?
The law will not change.
Is that the hardest part right now, is to make sure that folks know these dates? Because we get the information from what goes on in other states. So people think that is true in those states. And then we here in South Carolina have laws that we have to live by, and these dates we have to live by. People just assume whether they're registered and they don't know it, or if they don't know any of this. They just think on election day they show up and they're able to vote and that's it. And if they don't do the proper legwork and paperwork, that is not the case.
That's
right?
Correct. Right. Yeah, every state is its own entity, and we have our own laws. So when you move from North Carolina to South Carolina, you have to go with the laws we have.
Now, in the June primary, anyone, even though it's statewide Republican primary, anyone can vote, correct? Because we don't register by parties in South Carolina. I know during the presidential ones, it was if you voted for one, you couldn't vote in the other one. But this one, the sky's the limit, right?
That's right.
Anyone can vote, okay. As long as you're a qualified registered voter by the time to be eligible for that election. So, yes.
Okay. And then what do we know about any early voting for that June primary? What are those dates and locations? Do we have that information?
Absolutely. Okay. Allison, you want to go ahead and take
it? Well, it starts the day after Memorial Day. That'll be the first day, that Tuesday. And it'll run through Friday of that week from 8:30 until 5. And then the next week, which is the week prior to the election, it will run all 5 days, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. We have 4 locations currently, always at our office. You can come in York. The Baxter Hood Center, the Clinton College in their media center, and in
Caroline's Cornerstone.
Caroline's Cornerstone.
In Fort Mill.
I knew what city it wasn't in. I was like, where is the other? Right. Caroline's Cornerstone up off of Gardendale in Fort Mill.
Okay, so you're trying to do the whole swath of the county. So, Again, people do not have to vote in the city they live in that one for early voting,
correct.
Right? You can swing by anywhere
any one of the early
in your county mm-hmm. and vote. Okay.
Doesn't matter where you live in the county. Doesn't matter what precinct you're registered to. You can go to any one of those early voting centers and cast a ballot there.
And if I don't get it together during those 2 weeks and I want to vote on Tuesday, June the 11th, I would have to go to my
correct.
Precinct.
That is correct.
Okay. And then again, if there have been some changes with the precinct, there will be signs and or notification
correct.
To the voter.
And you can also check that at scvotes.gov. It's posted on our website, too, where the polling locations are for each of the precincts.
It is amazing how we've taken something so easy, like casting a vote on Election Day, and turn it into all this. Anyway, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying.
It's pretty easy. It only takes about 3 minutes.
Now we got all this. I mean,
I know, but people just do not seem to get the memo sometimes. We always are joking, where do they get their information from? And I guess you hit them up wherever they can be, and we give them the dates and times here, but still, it never fails. It happened during the February presidential. Mm-hmm. Gentleman beside me was completely clueless, and I wanted to say, where did you get your information? Like, what else can we do? How else can...
Right.
We meet them where they are, and I agree. It's like, Manny, it's not on y'all. Y'all were just carrying out the duties, but, man, I would just like to make life easier for everyone. Get registered to vote. Make sure you got your photo ID. You can vote early. My gosh, they give us 2 weeks to vote early, right?
That's correct.
Please vote early.
Yeah. Yes.
Please vote early.
So they give you 2 weeks to vote, and if you can't get it together in 2 weeks, then you can go on the actual day and vote, and then you still votes counted and everything along those lines, and we wait by the radio and television for the results.
So how are you doing with poll workers?
If someone is interested in being a part of the election process, they are welcome to apply to be a poll manager. That is at scvotes.gov, and there is a header that says poll manager, and the application is right there. Those come to me, and then I send out information about their availability, and if they're available, we typically assign them. I mean, every day, because you know, people's lives change.
Oh yeah. You've got over 100 precincts now?
We have 100 precincts total.
100 precincts total. That's a lot of workers.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot
it
of workers.
Yes, you know, a little big, more, you know.
But you know what they really miss out on is all the cookies and stuff that they all bring to the polling place. Shh. I'll vote cookies. If you give me a cookie.
No. Precisely why it's illegal.
No.
Manning over here breaking all the laws.
I know,
that's
right.
We're
trying
that.
To make sure we are following the laws.
They're going to hear that message.
Yeah, they'll hear that one.
Right.
That's for sure, Allison.
Y'all don't listen to that
That's
message.
What they'll take away from this
there
interview.
Are no cookies.
That'll be the next change in the law. We're going to have plenty of cookies to entice you to come vote.
My goodness. All right.
So, and y'all are going to provide that.
So again, these voter registration deadlines, in person, Friday, May the 10th by 5, online Sunday, May the 12th by 11:59 p.m. Via scvotes.gov and United States Post Office postmark, snail mail, whatever you want to call it, Monday, May the 13th. You got to have deadlines, and you got to have a this is it. So make sure you get everything taken care of. Be educated to vote.
One more deadline.
Sure. Yes.
So if someone wants to request an absentee by mail ballot, the application for that has to be in our office by 5 p.m. on May 31st. That's not request date. That is returned to us by that date. So if someone knows that they're going to be out of the county, they need to go ahead and take care of that. If they're eligible for other reasons as well, they need to make sure that that gets done sooner rather than later.
And all this information, we threw a lot of dates at you and times. All this information is up online at the Voter Registration and Elections Office. Okay.
You know what's interesting, though, with all the candidates who are running in this primary, I got to think that's stirring some interest.
Absolutely.
We might expect more people to come out and vote.
Yeah, the turnout will probably be a little bit higher this time. So,
What percentage would you guess?
It's kind of a, I would say somewhere around 45 to 50%. Mm-hmm. It could be more than that.
Wow, that's pretty good.
But, you know, that's my interpretation. So, we'll see on election day and through the early voting period how it looks.
Well, you got five people running for sheriff.
Yep.
That's
countywide, so everybody has an opportunity there.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. Allison Mallard and Alan Helms, thank you again very much. We appreciate it. Yep. Happy voting.